Jumping in on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello,
good evening,
and welcome. And as Jumping In jumps in once again from Dave Holland, here we are, the best in modern and contemporary jazz, 9 o'clock on a Saturday night. We are Jumping In with myself, H.
And me, Chris. Yes, welcome along to this second week in May edition of Jumping In. Not that you'd know it from the weather. Yes, despite the fact that you may have already got the barbecue out and pressure washed the garden furniture, from the century that's already brought us COVID and Brexit, it just keeps giving, doesn't it? Global warming seems to have left us with just two seasons, autumn and spring, which, for the alert of you, will have noticed is like autumn, with a combination of wind, rain, hail and snow, but in a slightly less monochrome setting. Still, fortunately, we've got plenty of hot zones to keep you warm over the next hour or so. So what's been springing to mind with you this week, H, other than putting on an extra vest, obviously?
Yes, thermal pants. Well, we've got a bit of a classic, as it turns out, which has been around for some time in full view, but not in my view, it has to be said. I think there's a birthday boy. There's someone you mentioned who's just been cooling, and one that had from Christmas and I haven't heard it all yet. How on earth has that happened? Patrick Deton and Yvan Padois.
Not for the first time, and from me, well, an Aussie peak, a wall-off welcome, a bright beyond, and to start, look out for vampires, here's Transylvanian Wood.
Thank you.
the Backyard Jazz Orchestra live, pretty obviously.
Nicholas Simeon.
Very live.
With Transylvanian Wood under the direction of pianist, composer and winner of the WDR Jazz Prize, Stefan Schulz, who we heard there, and saxophonist Peter Ewald, who, after travelling for a year through southeastern Europe back in 2012 and playing with lots of great local musicians along the way, they formed a big band as they went, the Backyard Jazz Orchestra, with the aid of some help from the Goethe Institute to bring many of the exciting rhythms and melodies of the Balkans to a wider audience. And it put me in mind of a band we saw many years ago, and we were just discussing, I think it was at Brecon Jazz Festival, but Arnie Somogyi, the great bass player, one of his projects was called Improvocation, which also had music of the Balkans with hammered dulcimer and all that sort of stuff.
I do remember that, but I can't, yeah. Good, as good a bet any, yeah. It would either be somewhere like Bath or Brecon or somewhere, but goodness me, after a while they all start to blur. I can't quite place which band was where now.
Well, not anymore, we're running out of festivals, aren't we? We should be at in a couple of weeks.
Fingers crossed.
More of that later.
Fingers crossed, we're getting somewhere. It is Jumping In with Chris and H. This was, originally I dug this out as a birthday boy. Something flashed up saying it was Peter Erskine's birthday, which indeed it is, but not actually until the 5th of June. So someone was a month early. But anyway, I had the CD out and thought, you know what, we haven't heard from Peter for a long time, whether it's with Weather Report or with his wonderful trio he ran for several years. Back in the mid-1990s it was, with John Taylor, the late great John Taylor, piano, Palle Danielsson on double bass. Several really good albums. We're going to go for one from the album called Time Being, and this is For the Time Being.
Thank you.
amazing to think it's 27 odd years already since that was recorded. Peter Erskine, time being with the Peter Erskine Trio. I think they did three, possibly four CDs for the UCM label. I can't remember now. Pally Danielson on bass, the late great British pianist John Taylor. Do miss seeing him around. He had such a distinctive touch and such a nice chap as well. At the piano, died far too young. And yes, it was recorded back in, what, about 1994, I think, or thereabouts. Lovely stuff. And like I said, I haven't heard any of that for ages. And, you know, you come back to it and you think, wow, it really does still sound really good.
It's four they did. There was a gap after one for a bit. They did,
That's right.
You never know, time being as it is. And Junie was the last one that came back some years later on. And it's not that long ago since we featured him, actually, with his one of his latest projects, the Dr. Funk Band, playing modern 21st century fusion. And good stuff that is, too, in a very different sort of way. But you can't go wrong with any of those with John Taylor. You can't go wrong with anything with John Taylor on it, in my opinion. But that's just my opinion. Now, there is one particular Boston facility of musical education that's been responsible for the career development of more jazz musicians around the world than any other I can think of. I'm talking, of course, of the famous Berklee College of Music. So, what happens when five alumni walk into a Brooklyn studio armed with nothing more than their instruments and some compositions that none had previously seen? Does it work? Well, you be the judge.
Thank you.
on the edge of Mount Kosciuszko, if I've said that right.
Oh,
apologies, it's apparently the highest peak in Central Australia. Taken from the album Leave It Blank For Now, the brainchild of a joint collaborative effort of Danielle Germani on sax, Leo Genovese on piano, Cosimo Boni on trumpet, Francesco Marcocchi on bass, and Yongkuk Kim on the drums. Did it work? Well, it gets a definite thumbs up from me.
Yeah, absolutely. It's amazing, isn't it? The quality of some of these players who we were just saying, you know, you get a few household names, and for every household name in jazz, there are another 100 who seem to be every bit as good and talented and have something to say, and yet outside of perhaps their own specific area and whatnot, they're very little known, regardless of the fact they might have been touring, had albums out and the rest of it, and just, I don't know, some people get that publicity and others don't.
Well, the pianist
way.
Alone there has got some 20-plus titles under his name.
Oh, yeah, and yet...
You know, toured with Esperanza Spalding for a great many years and a number of other bands.
But... You'd struggle to sort of think of people who'd actually think, oh yeah, of course I know him really well. It's just, I suppose it's the way the world goes with a lot of these things, whether you actually get really, really noticed or whether, you know, you go under the radar for an awfully long time. Anyway, where are we going? This one, yes, we mentioned this the other day. We featured this, a few weeks back again, and it just came up in conversation last week, and you were saying, oh, have you heard that new one that came out of Art Blakey? I say new, it was 1959, but only just released this year. Great stuff. Just Cooling. It's with the Messengers, of course. Can you ever go wrong? Here's one. He might have missed his tricky. If he brought this out later on, he could have made a fortune advertising sweets. M&M.
Hello, this is Bugge Wesseltoft, and you're listening to Jumpin' In at manxradio.com.
Thank you.
great ending. Good stuff there. A bit of a twofer for you there. And first up, we heard, of course, Just Coolin', Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, M&M, recorded in 1959, not released for 60 years due to various things. Basically, the other multi ones, Jazz Messengers at the Cafe Bohemia and such like, did so well that they sort of shelved it. But great to hear the likes of Lee Morgan and Hank Mobley, M&M, nothing to do with the sweets out the front there. Lee, of course, sadly came to a sticky end, shot on the bandstand at Slugs in New York. Bobby Timmons piano, Jamie Merritt bass, and of course Art Blakey at the drums. And then
I wondered, was thinking actually M&M, is that why he became a rapper? Because of the,
you never know.
I didn't even think of that
before.
You
never know.
And then we had the Land Trio, fantastic release from Edition Records. Thanks for sending that. The album is called Atlantico. And I did mention at Bracknell Festival last week's show, when we were lucky enough some years to go to witness the birth of Loose Tubes, and many of the musicians through their ranks have gone on to greater things and maintained full careers in music. One such in the group there being Julian Arguelles. The track was called Jam Rec, and it's a really interesting project. Brings together Julian Arguelles, obviously a British sax player, although he lives on the continent now, Portuguese pianist Mario Laguina, and Norwegian percussionist Helge Andreas Norbakken. And LAN, obviously, is for Laguina, Arguelles, Norbakken. From their second release on Edition, Atlantico, we can't really pigeonhole the group for style, but what's no doubt their virtuosity and their innate ability to sound much larger than a trio. Hopefully, we might get the opportunity to catch them live sometime.
From trio to duo, Patrick Deltendre and Ivan Padois. Guys, we have seen at the Brussels Jazz Festival on numerous occasions, or certainly at Ivan over the years. This is on one of the great labels that you are often seen knocking around in Belgium, Igloo Records. It was a Christmas present, this. Another one which has sat on the shelf for too long, as they say, because it's rather fine stuff. It is, as I say, guitar and keyboards. And here's a track they just call Ear, as in E-A-R, We Are. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Julia Hultzmann. You're listening to Jumping In with Chris and H.
How about that?
I have been enjoying that one a lot over the last week or so. As I said, that was one of those rare finds. 2013, that was, introduced by Julia Hultzmann herself from her album In Full View with British born but now long-time resident of Berlin, Tom Arthurs on trumpet, lovely muted trumpet there, and then her regular trio, Mark Murbauer on double bass and Heinrich Köbling at the drums. And we really enjoyed an interview and a chat with her at the London Jazz Festival a couple of years ago. Before that, like I said, a long-lost Christmas present, Patrick Deltendre and Even Padua, Here We Are is the name of the album, and Here We Are was the name of the track. And anything happening in Brussels this year? I can't remember. It's gone a bit online.
Yeah, no, Brussels will be happening. We won't be there, sadly. It's going to be a special balcony,
edition.
Balcony, and obviously online, so you'll be able to catch up with some of it. But Hopefully it's one step nearer to normal. We'll have to wait and see. But that just about wraps it up for this week's edition of Jumping In. But a couple of sisters whose trumpet and sax playing increasingly has seen them both grow in stature, both in big bands, celebrating the music of Kenny Wheeler in the case of Ingrid, and with her sister, with the Maria Schneider Orchestra. But trumpeter Ingrid is perhaps the better known of the two, but the sister Christine on sax has also continued to bloom, and I'll bring you her latest big band outing a bit later. But until 2016, they had never played together as a band. So the Jensen sisters, Infinitude, featuring rising guitar star Ben Monder. Here's Blue Yonder. See you next week.
Look after yourselves.
Bye for now.